Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Representative Joseph Kennedy III held his first press scrum today after announcing that he's considering a run for the Senate seat currently held by fellow Democrat Ed Markey. He would be the third Democrat to challenge Markey. Here's Kennedy talking to reporters.
This system, the fractures, the fissures, the broken part of this system that they are experiencing began long before Donald Trump ever set foot in office. And that the response for our country, Democratic Party, and everybody else has to be responding to those fissures that gave him rise in the first place.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks caught up with Representative Kennedy just about an hour or so ago, and he joins me now in the studio. Anthony, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Tiziana. Nice to be here.
So what did he have to say? Is he running?
Well, he's not running yet. He's pretty much saying what he put out on his Facebook page earlier this week, and that is he's considering running. And there are a couple of ways to look at this. I mean, I'll take him at his word. He says the big consideration is our family considerations. He's a young dad with a young wife and two young kids under four. He says he really wants to think hard about whether he wants to subject his family to a Senate run. On the other hand, when folks move toward a decision to run, you see this happening. I'm thinking about running. Then they announce the campaign committee or the campaign search committee. And in fact, Kennedy has filed paperwork creating a campaign fundraising committee. Then they announce that they're going to announce, and then they announce. So it sort of has that feel. You know, I think if he's putting this out on Facebook, if he's organizing, you know, you mentioned I caught up with them. I mean, the fact is they reached out to us and said, Kennedy will be appearing in Newton. Come and hear him. So he wants to put this message out there. So if I was going to bet on it, I would say he's going to run, but he says he's thinking hard about whether to do it or not.
Okay, so assuming you ultimately win the bet,
yeah,
what does he think he can bring to the Senate that Ed Markey can't?
Well, as you heard in that cut, you know, he's not really addressing distinct differences with Markey. These are both liberals. They probably vote pretty much the same way on every issue in Congress, more or less, I would say. But it's really a generational thing. You know, Markey is quite a bit older. He's 73 now. He first went to Congress in 76, Kennedy, 1976. Kennedy is just 38, and he's really talking about problems in the political system that have been there for a long time. So the implied dig, not specifically at Markey, but at the older generation is, you guys got us into this mess. Yes, Trump is the problem, but don't forget, Democrats had a lot of opportunities in the White House and in Congress that led up to Donald Trump. So that's what Kennedy's talking about. And I think he's hoping to tap into that same energy that propelled people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez into Congress, that propelled Ayanna Pressley into Congress. There is a need, a sort of foment out there, and people want change. And maybe Kennedy can be that person.
So we have a little tape of him talking about Senator Markey and comparing himself. Let's listen to that for a sec.
Senator Markey is a good man. I think I've got new ideas and a new approach. And if I get in this race, that's what this race will be about.
But what's the case? I mean, one new idea.
What's your new approach?
So look, I think what I just said, the fact that, yes, this is about standing up to Donald Trump every single day, but it's also about addressing the failures and fissures and the way that this our government, our society has been broken long before Trump got into office. And that's going to require, I believe, a different approach and new ideas in order to tackle that.
A different approach, new ideas, and I think what he didn't say is a new generation of leaders. And I think that's – and what's interesting about him, Tiziana, is he is young. He does represent that new generation of leaders. On the other hand, he's a Kennedy in Massachusetts.
Yeah, right.
So he's sort of representative of this kind of old political tradition,
right,
as well.
Definitely no outsider status there.
Yeah, it's hard to sort of see him as an outsider. But, I mean, give him his due. He's got a reputation in Congress as a young congressman who kept his head down, who did the series. Serious work. He went to law school. He hasn't been a showboater down there. And so it's going to be a fascinating race to watch if he gets in. And we've got to stress that if he gets in.
Okay, but there are already two outsiders running against Markey. You've got attorney Shannon Liss Reardon and businessman Steve Pemberton. What happens to them and the dynamics of their challenge if Kennedy does get in?
Well, I think, you know, to the extent that they had wind in their sails, this takes a lot of wind out of their sails. I mean, mean, I don't want to be too much of a doomsayer about their candidacies, but it's hard to imagine how a veteran senator like Ed Markey going up against a very prominent, well-established congressman with the last name of Kennedy in Massachusetts won't absorb 98% of the energy and interest in this race. But that's just my opinion.
So historically, the Kennedy name's been a juggernaut. Markey, you know, he has he's a juggernaut himself. He has a pretty liberal voice in the Senate. He co-sponsored the Green New Deal with, you know, up-and-coming Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He also has endorsements, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Let's hear Elizabeth Warren for a second here.
We need Ed Markey in the Senate to keep our country and our Commonwealth moving forward. Ed is my friend and my partner in the Senate. I've got his back, and I know that he will always have yours.
So that's from a video of endorsement that Senator Warren recorded. How tough is Markey going to be to beat?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, endorsements always sound interesting, but I think every sort of election cycle we end up sort of saying the same thing about endorsements. They're only worth so much. I mean, we're talking about it now. Elizabeth Warren is obviously a big player in Massachusetts, so her endorsement means something. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to really what Kennedy and Markey have to say about this race. But here's a little bit of a statement from Markey's office. Today, 116 current Massachusetts state senators and representatives representing all regions of the Commonwealth endorsed Ed Markey for re-election to the U.S. Senate, including President Karen Spilka, House Speaker Robert DeLeo. Then it goes on and quotes Markey, "The people of Massachusetts have always been at the forefront of the challenges of our time. Universal health care, same-sex marriage, earned sick time, equal rights, and I want to continue leading those fights in the United States Senate." So that comes from Senator Markey, who is the incumbent in this race.
Okay, so let's say Kennedy runs and let's say he wins. That's going to open up a congressional seat in the 4th District. Any word from anyone looking to run there if things go that way?
Not yet. There could be. If the word is out, I haven't heard it because it's still so early, Tiziana, in this race. Although, in terms of the timing, Kennedy was asked directly, "When are you going to make this decision?" And he said, he was sort of funny. He said, "I hate making these kinds of decisions. So I promise you I'm not." He didn't, I mean, words to this effect. He said, "I'm not going to drag this out." He promised to be making this decision pretty soon. Pressed when that was, he wouldn't say, other than to say he's not going to drag it out and he's going to make it quickly.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if there's anyone waiting in the wings. What is the biggest thing you're going to be watching for other than how quickly he makes this decision and what it is?
Well, it sort of represents an interesting quandary for liberal Massachusetts Democrats because, you know, there really isn't a big difference. I mean, my guess is Kennedy and Markey would vote pretty much the same on any issue. It's more what they've emphasized. I mean, Markey has emphasized climate change, as you mentioned, sponsoring the Green New Deal. He's talked about stopping nuclear proliferation, protecting net neutrality. Kennedy has focused a lot on defending immigrant rights, expanding transgender rights, protecting health care, battling gun violence. So they're all liberal issues. It's just a different focus. So it'll just be really interesting to see who lines up and why they line up behind which candidate if Joe Kennedy III gets into the race.
Well, let's keep watching this space. That's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Tiziana.
Stay with us. Coming up, how would a stricter public charge rule affect immigrants who access social services in Massachusetts? I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.